almond leaf sampling to see how your fertilizer program did this year and what about next year's. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Vast Ag Information Network. Cameron Zuber is a UC Cooperative Extension Orchard Crops Farm Advisor, Merced and Madera Counties.
So leaf sampling for almonds, July is a good time to do it because that's when things have kind of stabilized. The main thing when it comes to leaf sampling is more is better. You don't want to base recommendations and kind of get an idea of how you're doing off of just one tree. So ideally, you want to collect 5 to 8 well sun exposed leaves per tree and collect a minimum of 10 leaves total. So that's quite a few trees you need to collect from. So you want to make sure you're kind of going across and sampling in a way that's representative for your field. You then want to place all those leaves in a paper bag and send them off to a lab as soon as you can. Along with that placement, where you're pulling the leaves is extremely important. So first off, you want to do representative trees, so at least try and pick trees that are at least 90 feet apart. If you want to mark them so that way you can sample the same exact trees again next year, you can, but it's not necessary. So for older trees, you want to sample about 6 feet high off the ground. So it's about head height for most people. But for younger trees, you want to make sure you want to just sample the lower portion of the canopy. So ideally, you're aiming for the lower part of the canopy.
With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.